With the extra power provided by a heavy overnight rain, the water crashed over and around a rocky section of the Buffalo River through West Seneca. With its origins in the sublime hills of Wales and Java, the Buffalo River, like most streams, begins in the highlands before flowing downhill into another body of water. But the Buffalo River enjoys a special characteristic. As Martin Doster of the DEC points out, it's what's in the mouth of the Buffalo River that makes it different.
Buffalo's a little bit unique in the fact that we're at one end of a great lake. It affects everything from our weather to the way our waters flow. For example, when we get a storm coming in, Lake Erie, being the shallowest of the Great Lakes, will actually rise up 5, 6, 8 feet at times, called a lake seiche. And that really will push water and sediments back into our water systems, and our Buffalo River sometimes flows backwards during those times.
That lake effect benefits fishermen, who are offered a surprising selection from which to choose from, as we found out during a recent visit to a public fishing spot.
Hey, how you doing?
Paul, along with pal Joey, fished from a stony outcropping on this spring day. One expert pegs the number of fish species in the Buffalo River between 30 and 40. Fishing some 7 miles upstream from Lake Erie, Paul had his sights set on steelhead.
How big are some of the steelhead?
Roughly about 17 inches, 18 inches, more or less 5 pounds.
Okay.
So, a lot of fun.
Yeah. Are they fun to catch?
Yeah, absolutely. They give a good fight. They jump up. When you got them on, they jump like crazy. And they'll take runs on you. So, a lot of fun.
Though he thinks his fishing spot is unknown to most, Paul is not alone in finding plenty of fish in the once-dead Buffalo River. By his own estimate, Captain Tom Marks has been fishing the local waters for 58 years.
Buffalo River is a really good spot that I fish. I fish that early season most of the time. A lot of fish are headed up there spawning. It's an excellent spot, kind of undiscovered, so to speak.
Captain Marks knows some special spots in the river for black bass. As he leads fishing excursions along the Buffalo River on his Great Lakes adventures, his parties often get to view more than just fish.
And people are surprised sometimes by some of the wildlife that you can see along the way. You know, some of the overgrown areas now, you know, you get a glimpse into a field or a brushy area and you can see deer. Occasionally we'll see an eagle or an osprey flying around. If we're lucky, we might see a peregrine falcon. You know, so there's, you know, bird life is really interesting along the way. If you really look for it, you can see, you know, quite a bit.
That extended list of wildlife may be the best sign for the recovering river. Predators couldn't survive if they couldn't eat the fish. Which brings up the question, is the fish healthy enough for humans to eat? The answers vary.
We had a lot of warnings and, pesticides, mercury, and all that, those issues in the water. And the fish were picking that up. Currently, I mean, there's still advisories on eating fish, but it's not that bad. I don't want to say it's safe to eat all the fish. You know, you've got to limit your consumption, but it's much better.
We brought that topic up to some people fishing at the Harlem Road Buffalo River Boat Launch.
Yeah. And I won't keep you too long. I'll put you too crazy. What's your first name?
Christina.
And your name?
Patrick.
Patrick. And so you
Patrick
guys,
has been fishing for many years, while Christina is a relative newcomer. Both had the same opinion about Buffalo River fish.
Right now I'm on catch and release until I go to Chautauqua Lake. So.
Oh, I got you. Well, I guess I don't know if I can necessarily do that, but...
I think I'm just going to throw mine back.
Just a few yards away, a man named Russell fished from shore. Arriving from Bosnia 15 years ago, he says he's found many favorite fishing spots in the region, including the Buffalo River.
I try. You know, it's like bass.
You tried the bass?
Yeah. If you prepare good.
What's the best way to prepare?
Usually... I put on the grill, roast on the grill, and put some olive oil and some more stuff. It's okay for me.
With advisories still in place, locavores may wait to try Russell's grilled Buffalo River bass But officials maintain the waters are getting cleaner by the day, and with that, the imagination flows with the possibilities of how a healthy river could carry buffalo into the future. Produced in association with WNED-TV's If Our Water Could Talk, you can hear more on our series on the Buffalo River throughout this week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.